This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some baseball with one of our favorite guys, Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. It is Dukes and Bell. Brett, here's the deal for us. And listen, you played a lot of baseball in your life. You've been on good teams, good, bad teams. When teams start like the Braves have started, what's going on? 0-5? You have a situation where you find out one of your everyday guys has now been suspended for 80 games. What's going on in the clubhouse with the Braves and how they're reacting? Because this 0-for-5 start, 0-for-5 has got us a little bit concerned.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I was down there game two. I went down and saw those guys in San Diego playing the Padres. And, you know, first of all, last year you look at the team and what's missing. Morton and Max Fried moved on. Those are two big guys that have been a huge part of a lot of that Braves team, current Braves team success. They're gone, but you're getting Strider back, and hopefully you're getting Strider back mid-April. You also have Acuna. He's not going to be coming back till late April or May. And then Murphy, the catcher, goes down early. And then add to that Profar. And the situation with him, the Verdugo signing looks better and better now that they did that. But the start of seasons, I've had hot starts on teams. I've had cold starts. I've had mediocre starts. Yeah, it's a little concerning you go 0-5. I mean, if you go 0-3, that's just part of the deal. It happens. But you run into it's a combination of things, is all those things I just discussed, plus you run into a red-hot San Diego Padres team, and, I mean, they played great. And they could do no wrong in that series. Tatis, everything he did turned to gold. And now you got to run into the Dodgers, who are the best team on paper I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. So it's a combination of a bad draw to start the season, not being healthy and running into really good teams to start the season. But they haven't hit either. I mean, I think they've hit a couple home runs, and the big guys are starting off really cold. So they're going to get better. This Braves team, I've looked at this Braves team, and with everybody, assuming everybody gets back and everybody's healthy, this team's going to be right there in that East pennant race. I think the Phillies are going to be really tough to beat. The Mets have obviously improved, but I don't think they've done enough in their starting rotation to address that. So I think it's between the Braves and the Phillies, but they're putting themselves behind the eight ball right now at an 0-5 start. You know, you say 0-2, no big deal, 0-3, 0-4, 0-5. There's some guys coming to the ballpark today going, all right, what the hell are we doing here? We got to get it going. So, and it doesn't get any easier, you know. You got to play the Dodgers two more games before you get home and get some home cooking, but definitely not the ideal start for these guys. But in the long run, healthy, this is a really good team that I expect to win 90-plus games.
You know, Brett, when you get up to an awful start like this, we were joking around about, you know, leadership, because, you know, you don't replace a guy like Freddie. We lose guys like Travis d'Arnaud, and we had Eric Young and Ron Washington. So I know it's early days. When do you look around and that clubhouse and go, really need somebody to kind of go nuts here and get, or call, I mean, when do you you just let it play itself out?
You let it play itself out. I mean, a lot of those team meetings are just kind of, you know, for us in the media, like, hey, you're 0-5, you better do something. You know, hey, yeah, we had a meeting and we pounded the desk and we really got it worked out in there. Well,
80% of the meetings I've ever been to are just that, nonsense meetings. They didn't mean anything. The true leadership comes from the guys on the field, and not what they say. It's what they do, and that's stepping up. And the stars of this team, the Albies, the Azunas, the Olsons, stepping up and doing something, going out and beating someone up. You know, Sale at the top of that rotation, going out and shoving for 5, 6, 7 innings. That's how you lead. So I think it's a little early for that. The one thing that I've noticed about this Atlanta Braves team, and I think in today, in 2025, it's not the common thing, but the skipper Snitker and his coaching staff, really kind of a throwback old school. I hate to use the term old school, but just a really professional staff. And I couldn't imagine a more collected and just poised skipper to lead these guys than Snitker. And I've just, the more and more I get to talk to him, meet with him, I've had him on my show a few times. He's just a real, he's got a way about him. I can't really pinpoint it and explain it, but he's got a way about him. If anybody can lead him out of this, it's him. It's just the demeanor he has.
Let's talk about the other team. We're joined by Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB insider. Dodgers are advertised. I mean, they're off to a terrific start themselves. And look, we're talking about potentially going back to back. What do you make of what they did this offseason? And then now, you know, we're getting a chance to see it.
The Dodgers, I think they're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I think what's unbelievable about them is not necessarily they're we all know about the Freemans and the Ohtanis and the Mookie Betts. You got Teoscar Hernandez. You added Conforto. The list goes on and on to an already a world championship team. The starting rotation, and I look at it, it's ridiculous. I mean, you got the May kid throwing tonight against the Braves. Oh, he throws 100 with a sinker, and you've never heard of him. You got Gonsolin coming back. Kershaw's starting to pick it up. Here's how I look at the landscape of today's game in 2025. I think a premium now, more than ever. You know, when I was playing, yeah, it's always important to be healthy, but it seems like guys drop like flies these days. So the healthiest team usually has the most success. But I look at this Dodger team, and if the difference between them and everybody else is if their stars go down, they replace them with another star. The depth of that roster, up and down, is the best I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it from a talent perspective, from a depth perspective. It just never runs out. Clayton Kershaw, if he was healthy right now, and all the guys on their roster are healthy right now, Clayton Kershaw is arguably the 7th, 8th starter. And I know he's 37 years old, but this is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game. If you can say you have him sitting in the 7 hole, I think you're pretty stacked. So I think as advertised, 5-0 doesn't shock me one bit. This is the best team on paper in the game, and I think the second to the Dodgers is a distant, you know, it's going to be a great division because the Diamondbacks in their division, the Padres have lost a little bit, but they're still a very, very, very talented team. But I think they're all playing for second place. I think those two teams I mentioned are playoff teams, but I think in that division, I don't see anybody beating the Dodgers.
And we can't let the Dodgers have a torpedo bat. Brett Boone is with us here, guys, on the WaitFor.com hotline. Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds. First time he gets one in his hands other than batting practice. He goes for 7 RBIs, 2 home runs yesterday, and a blowout for Cincinnati. What do you make of this, man? I mean, we're always looking for an edge. The bats were being used last year by the Yankees, but now it's a sensation.
Well, I think, yeah, it's something I had Chuck Shupp, the head of Louisville Slugger for 25 years, the main rep to us. He's the guy that got us our bats. And I asked him, what's going on with these torpedo bats? To educate me a little bit. And he told me, he said, Booney, this has been going on for a couple of years as far as the technology and trying to do it. And all I can take is the layman approach, the player's approach, what I think's going on with these bats. I think it's probably going to be the way of the future. I think it's an interesting concept. And I think the way the game is now with the numbers and the data points and the metrics, everything's kind of going in a more sophisticated way in all sports at the top level. I think we're headed towards what the golfers do, where you go into a lab, you get hooked up with all these cords, and you swing the bat for a half hour. It downloads into a computer, the guy running the show says, all right, I'll send you six bats in a week. And it just spits out what your individual swing, your tendencies, where they should put the wood, how they should shape the bat. And I think it's going to be very individualized. I think in the short term, you're going to see the big boys like an Aaron Judge, the Otani. They're going to kind of look at these new bats and say, hey, I'm doing just fine on my own, hitting 50 home runs with my bats. I don't need that technology. But I think in 15 years, it's going to be commonplace. I think everybody's going to go into a lab. They're going to spit out the bats that are supposed to work for them, and they're all going to have individualized bats. Just like a PGA Tour player would go in, he grabs heads and different shafts and different lengths. He swings, and they build him a custom-built driver with the weights in the right mm-hmm. place on that driver head for where they tend to strike the ball. And I think it's going to be no different in baseball. Everybody's going to have an individualized bat just specially made for them. And it could be a matter of centimeters here and centimeters there, just making that perfect bat. I think the big misconception right now, these are not illegal bats. They're not harder. The sweet spot's not bigger. The sweet spot is just moving around for your individual swing. So if you bring it down a quarter of an inch from where the normal sweet spot is, that's what the computer is saying. Your swing hits it here more than on the actual sweet spot that's kind of been standard for years. So I think it's interesting technology. I think in the years to come, you're going to see it embraced by the masses. But in the short term, I think you're going to see the older players, the guys that have been doing it their way, we're kind of creatures of habit. I don't think you're going to see them change, but I think the younger generation and some guys that are messing with it right now, you're going to see it slowly integrated into the game.
Great stuff as always. Brett Boone, we appreciate you. We're looking forward to our visits with you weekly. Odyssey MLB Insider brought to you by Grainger. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Thanks again, and we'll see where the Braves, where they go, man. We look forward to getting them back home here on Friday, and hopefully we get on a run.
You got it. Thanks, guys.